The biennial Mid-America Photography Symposium featuring photographers from across the nation will be held on the 14th and 15th of May in Eureka Springs. The symposium, that has grown bigger over the last 10 years, provides an opportunity to photographers from the region to learn from each other. John Baltz is the 2011 host for the Mid-America Photography Symposium. According to him, the event has evolved immensely over the last 10 years.
Well, you know, the symposium started out as a small plan for just some photographers in the area to get together. We had a lot of younger photographers who were wanting to learn some things, and we decided to have a weekend in Eureka Springs and make a fun event of it. Our first symposium only had about 25 people, but those 25 people were so impressed with it, they told more people, and now it's we'll have about 300 people at the symposium this year with photographers coming in from California to North Carolina.
The Mid-America Photography Symposium weekend will begin with several four-hour-long workshops to provide in-depth knowledge regarding specific topics.
Then we have photographers that speak. We have Jennifer Wu, who is coming in, who is a Canon Explorer of Light, and she'll be talking about her nature photography. We have Bill Fortney, who is our keynote speaker for our dinner, and he'll be speaking. And he's the author of several books, including America from 500 Feet, where he and his son learn to fly ultralights, and they take and photograph from about 500 feet to see the patterns of the world in a way you don't normally see it. And then Sunday is the actual symposium, and it's breakout sessions. And in those sessions, we have about 20 to 25 photographers who will be speaking on various topics, and people sign up for the topics that they want to learn more about and to become better at.
John says the symposium is designed for every kind of photographer, from amateur to expert.
We have a session, a track of sessions that are Photo 101, which are really designed for the beginning photographer. They will talk about camera use and how to take photography. And then we have other sessions that are designed for the professional photographer and things they need to know about copyright and contract. And then there's some sessions that are just fun out there. We do a lot of model stuff. On Saturday night, we have something that's been annual from the very first one is what we call models that we shoot at Eureka Springs in the nighttime, and you can't take any flash. You have to find completely your light by the lights of the stores and fronts, and that's always a fun session. And then we have a haute couture session on Sunday, which is a model session at the end, and it's kind of the wrap-up of the event. And it's Sunday evening, and it's models in very haute couture clothing and wild makeup, and people really love to photograph those as well in downtown Eureka Springs.
The event attracts photography groups from Fort Smith, Tulsa, Oklahoma, and Springfield, Missouri. Since photographers from different backgrounds and specialties come together during the event, the symposium helps them learn not only the advances in their fields, but also introduces them to other potential interests.
People get very pulled into their genres of photography. Some people like nature, some people like portraiture, some people like wedding. And one thing that we have always tried to do with the symposium is to make sure that we not only meet all those genres, but that we can also introduce people to new genres. One person who is such as this is Jason Crater, who will be speaking this year. And he came to a symposium and attended a session about wedding photography, found out that, you know, as a nature photographer, he had never really looked at wedding photography. And now he's very involved in wedding photography in Arkansas. And so the symposium gives you an opportunity also to look outside your genre, look outside those things that you've got and so used to that you don't even think about other options you can do with your photography.
The two-day event will also feature a print competition that was introduced 3 years ago. Interested individuals have to submit a hard copy of a photograph to enter the competition.
It is a true print competition. It is not an enter online. You have to actually submit a print. It can be 8 by 10 to 8 by 12. The deadline to enter is by April the 30th. And you can drop those off at a local Bedford Cameron Video or mail them to the address on the Mid-America Photography Symposium website, which is mapsym.org, to find that address. And it's six different categories. It's architecture, black and white, fashion, macro, nature, and landscape. And the top three of each of those categories are printed in a 20 by 13 print, which is on display during the symposium in the lobby of the Eureka Springs Conference Center.
The symposium is nonprofit in nature and relies mainly on volunteers and sponsors for their support. There's also a small event registration fee.
You can register for the Mid-America Photography Symposium online at www.mapsym.org. It's an online application that you enter, and you can pay your fees online as well through PayPal. And it's $150 to attend the symposium, but $25 of that is taken back as a rebate if you send the 25 pictures you took during symposium. And we use these for publicity for the next symposiums. We figure, why have a specific photographer when we have a whole conference full of photographers? So you get $25 off just for sending a CD back of some pictures you took during the symposium.
The Mid-America Photography Symposium will be held on the 14th and 15th of May in Eureka Springs. The deadline to register for the event is May 7th, and to submit entries for print competition is April 30th. For more information, please log on to www.mapsym.org. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Iti Agnihotri Mudholkar.